Blog Talk Radio.
Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Okay, well, we are going to be doing so much in the upcoming month. This is September the 30th. Happy Monday, the absolute last day for September before we cross over. That's right. Tomorrow is our crossing over day. We will cross over into October. And you know what that means. We are officially, definitely out of the summer. Fall has started September 21st. We are in full swing of fall. Now we know October brings with it many important things like cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness. We know it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But I am also claiming October. That's October. And October is just a time for, you know, empowerment and what have you. But I am designating October as well to be Personal Development Month. That's right, that's right. Personal Development Month. And partly because, number one, we are going into the new year in just 3 short months. And so, I'm making October officially Personal Development Month. What that allows us to do is, as we go into the new year, we have in our minds that we're going to be personally developing ourselves. School has started. The summer is over. Where typically people, you know, tend to think of the summer as a time for laying back, enjoying the warm weather, especially if you live in colder regions that, you know, that have the winter time in the fall and winter versus living somewhere where it's hot all year. But in these areas, we tend to think of the summer as being laid back, and then, you know, kids out of school and certain things you can't do, taking vacations. A lot of people want to take vacations. You know, you're not going to take your children out of school to go on vacation. So you have, you know, June, July, and August to do that. And then September, you're getting everybody ready for school. And then October, and now we can really rev up and lay some nice, solid plans and goals and objectives for next year and some of the things that we want to achieve. But also, this is a great month to take a hardcore look at what we've done so far in achieving our goals for 2013. Now, you know, part of our program is that we had a goal setting workshop and an event in the beginning of the year, and actually toward the end, and we do that in December, and we do a planning workshop. So here it is, October. I'm establishing, officially announcing that October is Personal Development Month. It is the exact same month for Domestic Violence Awareness and Breast Cancer Awareness, but what two better events to turn to personal development, particularly for women and men, particularly women who have to have a breast removed. It can be a very traumatic experience, not just for you, but for your whole family. And I know this personal, I have personal experience with this because my mother, who in 2005 had one of her breasts removed. And I was there, went to surgery, and it's a very traumatic experience for the person and for family members and loved ones. She was married, and it was, but, you know, I just letting you know, I do have personal experience with it. You with your mother, it doesn't get a whole lot more personal than that outside of yourself. So my heart is definitely with those women that experience it, not in a bad way, because many women are happy to give up their breasts, as my mother was. She told the doctor, oh, yeah, just take it off, you know. You know, when the word cancer came, she said, just take it off, get rid of it. So, you know, I'm just very, 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 very thankful. I'm looking forward to all the wonderful things that we are doing and going to do and what have you. And just a blessing. So, yes, this is Personal Development Month. I'm decreeing and declaring this to be October to be Personal Development Month. So, there, right there, I've just demonstrated to you the title of this show, which is entitled Today. Today's show and all about entrepreneurs is Launching Your Dream. Launching your dream. So we want to help you launch your dream. So I'm going to host a dream launching event, a dream launching workshop where you can come. I will give you the dates where you can come and I can help you launch your dream. So I'm very excited about that. And if you live out of state and you're not able to come, because I'll hold the first session here in New Jersey, but if you're in other cities, we'll probably attend those cities as well. But we will be having the Dream Launching Workshop right here in New Jersey, and that will be coming up. The session will actually be held next month, November. And I don't have the exact date for you just yet, but keep tuning in. Follow me on Facebook. Follow All About Entrepreneurs on Facebook and Twitter, and you will definitely be in touch. But it will be next month, which is November. I'm sorry, next month is actually October, but it does feel like it's November. And I believe it is going to be in November the 2nd. I believe that's going to be the date, November the 2nd, but I will definitely confirm for you the actual date of the session, the Dream Launching Workshop. And so it'll be Saturday morning. It'll be sort of like a breakfast, so you don't have to worry about food. You just come and be prepared to launch your dream. So I'm so, so excited to be announcing that right here on Blog Talk Radio. And so I thank you for calling in, for those of you who have called in. Wow, wow, wow. It's just so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that are happening. I am excited, excited, excited. Definitely, it's just going to be so many wonderful things that are happening. And, you know, I just pray that everybody is excited as well. I will definitely make sure that you know about the Launching Your Dream campaign, basically. As a matter of fact, you know what? I just realized, no, we're not going to have the breakfast on the 2nd because that is the actual date for our, that is one, that's the Saturday before Election Day for the campaign for which I'm running. So, no, we cannot do it that date. However, we will have the launch. We will have to move. I will have to change that date. So let me just go on and change it right here and right now because we can't do, we have to do it after the campaign. So why don't we do it Saturday morning of November the 9th, November the 9th. It'll be a breakfast Saturday morning, November 9th. So I just switched the date for the launch of the Dream Launch Workshop for those of you. But launching your dream, what that is about, you know, many people are missing out on such a great, wonderful life because they are afraid to launch their dream. They're afraid to step out and because when it comes to launching your dream, first of all, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable, okay? You have to be willing to work hard, and you have to be willing to not, you don't have to absolutely go it alone, but the dream walk is a lonely walk because, you know, a lot of times you're not going to have a whole lot of people following your dream. It's your dream. You know, you can bring on supporters over time, but unless it's something that has to do with a nightclub or sex and women and girls, you know, you're not, I'm just keeping it real, you're not going to get a whole lot of support off the top. Unless it's gambling, you know, these kinds of sexy things that people will flock to, even though they don't know anything about it. But if your dream, like my dream, personal development, that's nothing that people are going to just flock to. You have to convince people that they need personal development. You have to give them a very good and strong why. A lot of times people are not going to seek direction and help in this area until they're in some painful, painful, painful spot, like domestic violence, cancer, and other areas. And then people are willing to say, hey, you know what? My life is too short. So I think putting personal development, National Personal Development Month, in October is strategic in that individuals who are in those situations are now more vulnerable and more susceptible to getting personal development because they've been stripped of it, either through their own guilt, shame, embarrassment, low self-esteem, insecurity. And here's a great opportunity to, you know, increase or boost their self-esteem. So I want to welcome you to the broadcast today, and you're experiencing me launching a dream. It's my dream to do more in personal development. That's my dream. And so launching a personal development month and then hosting a Launching Your Dream workshop, that's a dream beyond dreams. And so you're witnessing it firsthand. And so part of what I'm telling you is that, you know, you have a dream. You have a dream of some sort. And you can discover your dream. And that's what I'm going to show you at the workshop. I'm going to show people how to discover their dream and then it will the going to launch the dream will come somewhat easier. Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Coach LaLisa right here on Blog Talk Radio. Call in number 347-945-7991 and comes on every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I have just announced two powerful new things. So if you missed it, you'll have to go back and listen to the archives so you can hear my two powerful announcements that I made right here on Blog Talk Radio. And so whatever your dream is, you know, living your dream has got to be a dream. You know, for some people, just the very fact that you can live your dream is a dream come true, because many people think they have to live life. And I mean, I know the words live life on life term. I understand that. But guess what? If life terms are negative, if they are someone else is in control of it, no. You want to live life on God's terms, not life's terms, because life has no power. It is God that gives life the power. So if you're just living life on life terms, you're living beneath your privilege. You can be living higher because you can live life on God's terms. And therefore, you will experience such an abundance of wealth, of joy, of happiness. When you live life on God's terms, you will experience an abundance of life. You will you're going to experience an abundance of joy. And there are so many people that are just so not joyful. And, okay, there are some people who are going to get joyful only because Christmas is coming. And they remember from when they were a little child, ho, 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 you know, Santa Claus kind of thing. And those memories are going to spark and create within them this feeling of joy. But what I'm saying is that you should have that each and every day. You should not need a memory from when you were a child and you got, you know, Santa Claus, a picture of Santa Claus coming down a chimney with some reindeers, okay? Well, the reindeer stayed up on the chimney, but so no, you shouldn't need that. You should need the remembrance of grandma baking cookies, which is nice, but and if that's what it takes for you, then you need to think about grandma every day, because joy and the joy of the Lord, what I love about that is that's your strength. In other words, if I say I was walking along and I began to feel weak, or I'm doing something, I begin to feel weak. I could be working. Like, for instance, some of you know I was in the military. Now, when I was in the military, we used to do a lot of strenuous work. Just working out, first of all. They would have you walk 5 miles off the top. You just got there. You know, you may not have worked out a day in your life. Well, you're going to the military, you're going to walk 5 miles with a heavy duffel bag, okay? And so, well, Army makes you walk with the duffel bags. We walked with something similar to a duffel bag. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, I cannot do this. They used to make us run laps in the gym. We had to do this every week, and you had to run so many laps. I don't know if it was 21 laps. It was a lot. And I remember thinking, and many people couldn't make it. A lot of people got kicked out of boot camp because they couldn't pass the strenuous exercise. We call it PT, physical training. They couldn't pass the physical training. And it was very, very sad. These people, I was in boot camp with them. They were nice people. They were sweethearts, but they didn't have the stamina. They would get weak, and they couldn't go. It was so sad. And we would try to carry them. So some of the stuff that you see on television and some movies is really, really true. And you try to hold them up. You try to carry them. But they couldn't make it because you had to make it on your own. Well, they do give them a few chances. But what I did was, lo me, here I go. I made up in my mind that I'm going to do it. Well, that's the first thing you need. You got to make up in your mind that you're going to do something. That's number one. number one key to any success is you make up your mind that you will do it. So as a matter of fact, I can just stop right there because that's really the whole of it. Once you make up your mind that you're going to do it, you will then do step number two is figure out a way to get it done. But you don't try to figure out a way to get it done until you make up your mind that you'll do it, because when you make up your mind that you will do it, the way will come to you. And so what I did was I said, okay, I'm going to think about the Lord because he's my strength, the joy of the Lord. Thank God my mother had taught me scripture and my mother and father, so I knew that scripture. Thank God I had gone to church when I was a child, because then we sang those songs that taught you about Jesus coming, you know, down at the cross and whatnot, and, you know, Lord, don't pass me by, and my Savior. So I'm running around this 21-time lap track, and I'm thinking about the Lord, and I'm thinking about positive things. I'm singing Earth, Wind, and Fire, Keep Your Head to the Sky, because when I went in, that song was very popular. It had been out a few years, but it was popular back then, early 80s. And guess what? I made it. I did my laps. I walked my miles. I did every exercise they wanted me to do in boot camp. I survived. And what I'm saying is, just like in the military, you have to think on the Lord. You have to think on something that's going to give you strength. And so when you're launching that dream and you're going to get tired at times, or you're going to think on where your strength is coming from, and you're going to say, you can do it. Now, the same thing is happening with the campaign. We have to walk, knock on a lot of doors, you got to talk to a lot of people, and, you know, you need strength for that. So I'm excited. I guess you can tell, right? I'm a little excited here. I'm actually more calm than I'm really feeling, because I'm really, like, over the top. So two major things got released on the broadcast today. Don't forget, you got to go back and listen to the archives. But you want to get into the habit of launching your dream. Your dream is so significant to your success in life. The last thing you want to do is live your whole life, wake up at 75, 80, 85, or whatever age, where you still have a memory. That's God, first of all, that you still got your memory, number one. And you remember that, oh my God, I didn't live my dream. All my life I had this dream, I wanted to do this, or I wish I could have done that, and I never did it. So definitely you want to know how to launch your dream, and you want the support. And that's what I'm going to be offering for people who sign up for the program, is that you will get that support. See, a lot of people would do a lot more things if they had legitimate, bona fide support. Sometimes my mind just goes all kinds of places, but I think about a woman wearing support garments, how much better she looks, how much better she feels. I remember when we brought the Body Magic out, that thing sold like hotcakes. Why? Because it gave women security in how they felt and how they looked. You see, how they looked tapped into how they felt. And because they felt good, they felt they looked good, they began to act differently. They gained more confidence. A lot of those women started businesses that they never thought about starting before. They did projects and things that they never wanted could have thought done before. And so what am I saying? What I'm saying is that when you tap into, you know, this concept of launching your dream, you're going to get a level of confidence about yourself that you can't hardly get anywhere else. When you tap into your dream and actually launch it, so people who don't do that are actually the walking miserable. Sometimes they cover it up, they pretend they're happy. But those are those people that usually are very negative. They're not happy. They have a little mean spirit because they never really lived their dream. You know, Joel Olsen's tapped into it. That's the well-known preacher out of Houston, Texas, televangelist. He tapped into it when he wrote the book. He wrote the book, "The Best, Living Your Best Life." And then Rick Warren also tapped into it and put a book out there, "The Purpose-Driven Life." And what I'm saying now is that to launch your dream life gives you significance. It gives you honor. In other words, you feel honored that God has allowed you. It's like getting the Academy Award. You don't need to get the Academy Award. You need to live your dream, you see. Because guess what? The people who usually get those types of awards, not usually, all of them, they're living their dream. That's how they got their name nominated. Because they had a dream about something, they brought it to fruition, and they made a success. And so what I'm saying is that you want to do the same thing with your goals and your dreams. And I'm excited to be a part of that. So you definitely got to go back, listen to the archives, hear what's coming down the pike. Thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast on today. As you go forth throughout today, just let that phrase resonate with you, launching my dream. Launching my dream. Because for some people, it is going to take some planting of a seed. Remember what I said, it all starts in the mind. Once you make your mind up to do that, then, you know, the rest is pretty much history. But I want you to begin to dwell on, what am I dreaming about? What's my dream? Because some people haven't even tapped into it. They don't even know. And you could be like me. You could be a person who has more than one. Some people get one, some people get two, some get 10. Everyone is different. You don't have to be like anybody else. You just have to be like what God wants you to be. You know, He created you in His image. So that means He has some plan for you, because with God, nothing just happens. And so, yes, you will, you know, turn to Him and ask Him. If he hasn't shown it to you already, then you just simply ask. Just to say, God, lead me. He'll lead you. And, you know, the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So He'll lead you. And the steps that you take will lead up to where you need to be. For instance, you were led to tune into this broadcast. I was led to start this broadcast. You see, the steps of a good man or a woman are ordered by the Lord. And therefore, when you got ready to tune in, we were already here. When I got ready to do this broadcast, Blog Talk Radio was already here. See, everything is already ordered in the steps. You know, God already had it set that I would be doing this broadcast on this topic. And at the same time, I'm not just pulling topics out of the air. I'm pulling topics of substance, of meaning, topics that will tap into, you know, tap into who you really are. And so I'm excited about it. You should be excited. Launching the dream. Go tell some people that there's this new thing that's coming about. Launching the dream. I'll see you on the other side of this month. We will be in October tomorrow. I cannot wait. October 1st. Oh, my God. It will be a launch party in the morning. So tell your friends that. Definitely tap into the show tomorrow to show we're launching our big event tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio. I can't wait. I hope you can't wait either. Well, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's an awesome day. Tap into your dream. Launch your dream. This is 2013. Get it done. This has been Coach LaLisa.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.